and you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, I'm joined on the line by Liam Horan from Slieneua Careers. Good evening, Liam.
Good evening, Claire.
Now, the question I have for you this evening, this particular person has been called to an interview for a marketing role in London, and the interview is to take place over the phone as they are unable to get there on the time in question. They are worried that they will not be able to give a good account of themselves over the phone, so they're wondering if they have any tips, if you have any tips rather on that.
Well, first of all, it sounds like that there is a physical interview being set up, but your listener can't get there. So that, at one level, might seem to put them at a disadvantage because so much of our communication is body language, eye contact, all that kind of thing. But, you know, you can still get around that. The first one is just to accept that this is where it is, this is where they're at, and they've got to make the most of it. You know, at least they're getting call, at least they're getting an interview.
Yeah.
In some cases, if you can't make the physical interview, they will knock you out, okay?
Mm.
So that, in that regard, it's a good thing. The first thing I would say is there's some very practical steps they must do. For example, be in a quiet area with no possible distractions. It's amazing people who do a lot of Skype interviews talk about seeing things in the background, like a dog on the bed or something like that during a Skype interview. Control your environment as best you can so that, that won't be a problem. Secondly, make sure your phone line quality coverage is good, or if Skype you're doing, make sure it's good. Get all of that in place. The big aim in any interview, but particularly in a Skype or telephone interview, is that you must build rapport. You must not just be a cardboard cutout that they see on the screen or they hear on the other end of the phone.
Now, despite this person not being at the interview, how do you build rapport over the phone?
So you've got to work harder. You've got to work much harder. You've got to, for example, if possible, use the names of the interview panel. So when they're introduced, make sure to scribble them down. So you can clarify by saying, is that you, John, or you, Mr. Murphy? You know, you got to do things to bring... To shorten the distance between you and the interview panel. Using people's names is
one way.
So
you're saying possibly treat it as if you're there.
Treat it as if you're there, or even more so, you know what I mean? Go stronger on that. We build rapport very easily face-to-face. It's not as easy online. Feeding language back that the interview panel used. So if you're asked a question, you know, if the sentence is phrased a certain way, speak some of that language back as well. That's a very good rapport.
So be on an even keel with them.
Exactly, and let them know that you're fully tuned. It shouldn't feel like you're not in the room. That's your big game. It should feel like you're in the room. And also, you've got to work harder to bring enthusiasm to the interview because, again, face-to-face, you know, how you shake hands, how you smile, all of that can build enthusiasm as well. But in a Skype or telephone setting, you're going to have to work harder. Your voice is going to have to be a bit more animated. Because something is lost in translation if you don't do that.
So you're kind of saying that voice technique is absolutely crucial in this circumstance?
Yes, modulation of your voice. You know, people day to day can be quite deadpan in how they speak. You got to work harder at animating, raising your voice every three or four words, giving emphasis to certain words as well so that it doesn't appear like a monotone. You know that scene where the graph on the... at the end of the bed in the hospital, it goes up and down and up and down.
Yeah.
In a real interview, face-to-face, and in a telephone one, there should be a rise and fall in your voice throughout the interview, just to keep people at the other end engaged and keep them interested. One of the advantages you have with a telephone interview, and possibly in a Skype one as well, if it goes that way, is that you can have notes in front of you, you can have a web page open in front of you, you can have some of your research available to you there, and that, you know, that can be quite useful.
Now, I think this particular interview is taking place over the phone, so obviously they won't have that advantage of the interviewee seeing them in person, so...
But there is the advantage then of being able to have some notes in front of you.
You
could have five key points you want to make, or you could have the company website open. Again, just as in face-to-face conversation, it's not good to be distracted by something else, so don't overly fixate on that. But there is an advantage there in that you're not totally blind. I would say to people going to interview all the time, but particularly in this case, is to think like an underdog. Think that this is something you've got to fight against and something you've got to defeat, and work really hard on the day to have your examples in place, to build rapport, to show enthusiasm, and also, you know, to convey a real desire for the job. Again, you know, that's something we just got to work harder in a disembodied conversation over the phone than we do face to face. But in some ways, I must say, I quite like doing interview training and mock interviews by Skype with people, because it's clear-cut. It, in some ways, it strips away some of the non-verbal language that can distract and can, you know, mislead people in some ways. This is a very clear-cut thing. You control what you say. You can be practicing beforehand. You know the environment. You know, when you go to a physical interview, you walk into that room not knowing where the table is going to be. Will there be a place to leave your hands? Will there be a glass of water? In this one, you control the environment. So some of the things that might throw you in a physical interview do not apply here. So they're key points, I would
say. So you're saying that there is advantages to this and to be aware of that. So basically you're saying that, you know, even though it's over the phone, you still have to portray your skills. You can still do all that even though they're not seeing you face to face.
Absolutely, and that's what it comes down to. You know, we always talk in training about content. What are you actually talking about? What are you bringing to the company? Do you fully understand their needs? Because you're not going to walk into the business on the day, you know, and you get a feel for the business if you do that, you got to work harder in your research so that it feels like you're walking into that building in London. It should be at that level for you. And I have seen people get very good jobs where most of the interviewing process is being conducted by the phone. And they get, in fact, in one case, they were almost disappointed to meet the people. There were two or three engagements before the meeting took place. And in fact, it involved the IRC as well, a person from Birmingham moving back to Ireland. You know, people can get very comfortable on the phone as well, and it can be a very useful device for interviewing. And it's going to become more and more common, just as video interviewing is going to become more and more common as well.
So really you're saying that there's absolutely no disadvantage to this person?
There's no disadvantage if they do their work properly.
Yeah.
If they take it negatively and get burdened by it, yes, it will be a negative.
Once they prepare,
absolutely.
Yeah, once they prepare as if it was a face-to-face interview and to portray those skills and abilities across the phone.
Absolutely. There should be no reason why not.
Okay. And any other tips in regard to the interviews? I know most interviews would be competency-based. I assume it would be the same for this.
Well, competency-based is not universal, but it is growing. Read the job spec, read the email they send you if necessary, because you're doing something a bit different going by phone, talk to the HR department or the recruiting person again, pick up whatever information you can. You have that advantage of kind of playing the poor mouth a little bit and saying, you know, look, because I won't be there, I just want to check something here. You know, get to know as much about the role as you can. People frequently don't read the job spec, don't read the interview call to interview where they might outline the type of interview they're going to do. Research through LinkedIn the people who will be interviewing you if you've been given their names. You know, take as much of the uncertainty out of the whole thing as you can so that when you go on the phone that day, as the old saying goes, you know who you're talking.
Okay, and just say for any potential difficult questions, and you know, they do arise in most interviews, how would you deal with those?
Well, first of all, I suppose that's a broad question. You know, there's no harm in asking for clarification. Just saying, can I double check, is this what you mean or is that what you mean? You know, don't ever go answering a question that you don't answer a question when you don't know the question. If you don't know the answer, you know, there's no point bluffing it. A skilled interview panel will catch you out. So do the best you can. If it's something you don't know a huge amount about, don't be afraid to say, well, actually, I need to learn more about that, or I haven't used that in my last role. It's something I need to study up on. The winning candidate will not win every single category, so don't be afraid to lose a category or two. And very importantly, if you do poorly on question four, don't let that be the reason you do poorly on questions five, six, seven, and eight. Dust yourself down.
So you're saying keep your focus at all times.
Yeah, people are very hard on themselves going to interview. They expect to go in and do a seamless performance, which is not really possible. It's a pressurized environment, an unnatural environment for most people. So allow yourself to make some mistakes and don't beat yourself up over it and get on with it then.
Okay, that's perfect. Very good. Well, Liam, we will leave it there for this evening. You'll be back again next Monday evening, I'm sure, with more questions and queries. But for the moment, we leave it there, and thank you very much for joining us on the line.
Thank you, Claire.